Blog Talk Radio.
Of your life. I want to present to some and introduce to others your host for Anything But Ordinary Radio, Mr. Michael McCleary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Anything But Ordinary Radio with your host, Michael McCleary, and co-host, Maria DiGiovanni. She is with us tonight. Maria, how are you doing tonight?
I am good, Michael. How are you?
Good. I'm just blown right by all the introduction stuff we do because we've got a full show and I want to get to it.
I know. That's why I'm keeping it short and sweet.
Well, I'm glad to have you back after not having you last week. It's good to have you back. Not that I don't like Jed, of course, but it's nice to have you back.
Well, I'm sure he'll be listening in tonight. We always are happy when Jed's around.
Oh, he is. He's hooked into the. I see him there on the switchboard listening in. So, Jed is with us tonight. For all of our new listeners, I'm just really excited to have all of you with us, and all of our old listeners as well. Thank you for joining us again for another great evening. We really love to bring to you inspiring individuals with great stories and great advice. People who are going to really help you out in a lot of different things that you're doing to inspire you every day, move you forward in what it is that you're doing. So thank you for spending the time with us. We really, really do appreciate it. And your listening in really does make a difference. And your being active in the chat room really makes a difference. I see your chat room is really busy tonight. For all of our guests who are in the chat room, thank you so much for being there. I want to encourage you, if you get an opportunity, just for a minute, you can log out, create a Blog Talk Radio account. It's really simple. It's free. And then you can log back in and actually ask questions of everybody here. Otherwise, it's just a guest. You kind of just have to observe the chat room, which can be a lot of fun. And we welcome you just to observe if you like to. But if you have the opportunity and want to join in, want to ask a question of any of our guests tonight, we encourage you to create a Blog Talk Radio account. And just a quick reminder of what we do. We're here every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, to bring you these extraordinary individuals. And we have a great show tonight. And Maria, did you have too much turkey over Thanksgiving?
Actually, I was totally blessed by Dawn, who's my New Jersey girl. And she made me and my son the most amazing Thanksgiving. But no, I didn't overeat because, you know, how do I keep that girlish figure, Michael? But that's what this show is all about. So we can overeat just a little bit so we can keep our fitness up and our girlish figure. So let's get to the show. How was your Thanksgiving, though, by the way?
It was great. I was actually working. I worked on on Thanksgiving Day. I was in Canada shooting a video project for a company I work with quite often over there. And of course, in Canada, it was not
Thanksgiving.
It was not Thanksgiving. You know, they had their Thanksgiving last month
to
all
October.
Of our Canadian friends. Yes. So, but they were pretty appreciative. They knew that it was Thanksgiving for us and that I was there working. But we had to do it. We were there, and it was a great time. I had a lot of fun, and we had our Thanksgiving on Saturday anyway, so it worked out perfect.
Perfect. Good.
Well, again, thank you to all of our guests. If you'd like, please feel free to make that Blog Talk Radio account, and you can participate in the chat room. And without further ado, we'll get to our guests because we have so many. We have a great lineup tonight. We have three outstanding personal trainers, coaches, just amazing individuals with great stories. We have Shari Fitness is with us, my good friend Peggy Vreeland, and Doron Blumberg is with us at the last quarter or third of the show. Doron's going to be with us, and for those of you who've listened to the show before, Doron's been on a number of times with us, so it's always great to have him with us as well. But we'll be taking all of your fitness questions. If you have a question, For any of our guests, please feel free to ask it there in the chat room. We will do our best to try to get it on. And also, if you feel the desire to give us a call and call in and ask a question, please feel free to dial 347-857-3760, and you can get your question in for our guests. And just so you know, too, it may take us a while to get to you, and we hope to get to everyone that we have a chance. So make sure when you do call that in, if you do want to ask a question, press the 1 button. And if you no longer would like to ask a question, press 1 again, and it will take you out of the queue. So thank you on that. And I guess we've given out all the instructions, and I see the chat room again. It's hopping. It's hopping. So without further ado, I'd like to bring on our first guest. And our first guest, Shari Fitness, is an ISSA certified fitness professional. She's a natural health advocate, winner of the 2009 Chosen Award for Health Practitioner of the Year, host of Fit Talk with Shari Fitness, and a blogger about natural health and fitness, and she's also soon to be an author. She's got a great book coming up. We had a chance to talk about it a little bit in our pre-interview, and I'm excited for what's coming there. But, you know, what's really cool about Shari is that she's really a real-life transformation success story. She's that, you know, the before and after picture you see a lot of times in magazines or on these commercials, or people say, you know, just take our, you know, take our Wonder Pill or workout, whatever it is, you know, do your P90X or your Insanity. Here's your before and after pictures, and Shari is the true before and after picture. So she can really motivate you because she's been those places. She's had that extra weight. She's taken it off, competed in fitness competitions. She's been featured in several fitness magazines. So I'm really excited to have her with us. Shari, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing fantastic. How are you, Michael?
We are great. We are great here.
And hi, Maria. It's the first time I get to talk to you. I'm excited. It is a pleasure to meet you, Shari. There is so much that I'm looking forward to learning from you. So let's get started. Hey, fire away, guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd like to go to that real quickly about that before and after picture. Tell us a little bit about what led you to your fitness quest and got you are now. What was the change and how did you do? I mean, not necessarily a total how did you do it story, but you know, what prompted you to do it and how long did it take for you to really make that transformation of your body?
Well, I've got to tell you that, have you ever seen a picture of yourself and you know that you're gaining weight? I mean, you know this. I mean, your clothes are getting tighter, the scale is going up, and but you're aware of it, but you're not doing anything about it. It's like most people, okay? We all know we're getting heavier, but we just kind of get used to it, so to speak. Well, one day, I had been at a party, and naturally pictures are being taken all the time, and then I saw the pictures that came back, and I saw the images of myself, and I was just completely unrecognizable to myself. I was like, oh, my God. I mean, I'm a short girl. I'm only 5'2", and I looked at myself, and I'm like, I mean, I'm chunky. I'm overweight, but if I keep this up, I'm going to be obese. And I was just like, I need to do something about this. And when I lived in New York, I was very, very active, joined a gym, always worked out. And, of course, when you're living in New York, you're walking everywhere you got to go to. You're running, you know, to catch subways. You're running up, you know, through the subway platforms. You're walking city blocks. You're much more active. Plus, the way you eat in New York is very different from the way it is here in the South. And what I should explain, I moved to Atlanta, the land of barbecue, the land of – you get in your car to go everywhere you have to go. There is no walk outside and the world is in front of your front door. And I blew up.
Right.
I blew up. And that's how it started for me. So I guess basically with most people, you've got to reach that point where you really take a good hard look at yourself in the mirror and go, okay, I need to do something. And that's how I got motivated.
Awesome, awesome. And how long did it take you to make that transformation? I mean, because you went and if you don't mind me asking, because I know it'll inspire, I think, a lot of people who are listening. you weren't like super young, you know, when you did this, when you made this transformation. How long did it take you to make this change? And what advice do you have for people who are just going, you know, I've never been on a weight loss plan, or I've never, you know, made this change, and now I'm getting older and I don't know how to do it. What advice do you have for them?
Okay. Well, when I started out, I was in my late 30s, and literally when I transformed, it was literally a couple of weeks before my 40th birthday. When I say I transformed as far as the after, I did my first figure competition 2 weeks before my 40th birthday. I'm going to tell you that it didn't happen overnight, and if anybody tells you that you can lose 20 pounds in 30 days or you know, you can drop, you know, a ton of weight in a month or 2 months, run the other way, because it doesn't happen that quickly. It takes time to shed body fat and build lean muscle. And it is a combination of three things that work synergistically together, and you have to be consistent. If you kind of sort of do something, you're going to kind of sort of get results. So that means that you really and truly need to clean up your diet and take a good hard look at what it is that you're eating. I recommend a food journal. By keeping a food journal, that really gives you a snapshot as to what it is you're doing and really lets you see the habits that you have that you're not even aware that you have. The second thing I recommend is that you get in the gym and start lifting weights. Forget about the hamster wheel, which is the treadmill. That is a waste of time. And the other thing is, you do want to use some nutritional and sports supplements. Everybody, I don't care who you are, male, female, young, or old, everybody should be on a good quality multivitamin and mineral. And what I recommend is taking a multivitamin mineral that is derived of whole foods, meaning that it's not synthetic, but it's derived of real whole foods. So you're really getting the nutrients that your body needs. A good quality whey protein powder to help you build muscle, and believe it or not, ladies, creatine. Get some creatine. Yes, I know it's marketed to men, but the stuff works. I've been using it for years. You're not going to get big and bulky, I promise you.
Okay, I got to interject because, you know, I don't know much about this stuff. Number one, I got a question. Every time I've taken a supplement, okay, every single time, it's always made me sick, always. That's number one. Number two, what is what that word you just said that men take that will make our bodies bulky?
Creatine.
Oh, okay. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to explain to you the reason why some of the supplements make you sick. Okay.
Okay.
Not all supplements are created equal, and so you don't. If you think that you're buying, let's say you buy, and I don't know. Can I use a name brand, even though I'm going to slam it?
Go ahead. Slam it.
Okay.
Don't
all
mind.
Right. Good. I don't know if you have sponsors or not, but I don't put sponsors on my show so that I can talk freely and say whatever needs to be said so the truth comes out. If you take a synthetic multivitamin such as the one in Bay, Centrum, the GNC brand, okay, basically it's garbage, all right? It's just going to go right through your system. It's not going to do anything for you. They're made from cheap materials, and they're manufactured in plants, in laboratories that are not held accountable or to any standards. A whole food multivitamin mineral is really, it's derived from real food, but foods that were grown organically. And so your body is really getting what it should be getting, and your body is actually utilizing it, and it actually is biodegradable. And when you urinate, your urine is not glow in the dark yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? And you're not tasting it the whole day; you're burping it up.
Yeah, got it.
Okay, that is what the difference is. And if you go to, I don't know, a good quality nutrition store. And I'm not talking about going to Vitamin Shoppe or GNC, but ones that are more specialty type. Or if you go to Whole Foods or Wegmans or Trader Joe's, you're going to find those products in places like that.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean. I wasn't laughing at you. I wasn't laughing at you, Shari. Phil in the chat room had to say, "Glow in the dark pee is cool." So sorry, it just cracked me up. You know, Phil's in there antagonizing everybody. Sorry about that.
Oh God! And no, testosterone is not what it takes to bulk women up. But creatine does not do that. The only way women are going to bulk up and grow beards is if we shoot up steroids.
What is creatine and what does it do for you?
Creatine basically, without getting too scientific, it's basically a supplement that helps you build muscle quicker.
Okay.
Where when you're in the gym, let's say you're going to be able to lift heavier. And you're not going to fatigue as quickly. And so by being able to lift a little bit heavier and by building that muscle, you're going to lose body fat and your body is going to take shape. Muscle is what gives the body shape. Muscle is metabolic and burns fat. And it burns fat 72, even at rest. When you're doing cardio, you're only burning those calories during cardio. So as you stop doing cardio, your body stops burning calories.
Okay.
We have a question in our we have a caller. Shari, would you like to take a caller?
Sure.
All right. We have a caller on the line who has a question from the 949 area code, and I'm having a feeling I know who this is. Do you have a question, mm-hmm. caller?
It's not so much a question. I just wanted to put it's Magdalena, and obviously I'm into health and fitness as well, and I'm a friend of Maria's, and I work in sports nutrition. I'm into fitness, so I would definitely say and concur with Shari that it is all about the quality of the product. A lot of products out there will make you sick, and I've tested it. I've had the indigestion with bad proteins because a lot of these companies do not, you know, meet the label standards, and I personally do work for a sports supplement company. I'm not going to say, however, I do know what's good and what's not good out there as well. I always go with a company that has pharmaceutical grade quality, and also as far as creatine, it's awesome because it does give the muscle the energy that it needs to pump out those sessions with the weights in your body. You will not look like a man. So I just wanted to basically agree with what she said, and I 100% support it. And you know, working in sports supplementation, I know the importance of how it can actually help your body get into the shape that you want to get into.
Wow. Thank you for calling, Magdalena.
Absolutely. I'm like, this is so my cup of tea. So I'm just listening in, that's all. And I just wanted to, you know, say what, you know, that I do agree with what she said. And a lot of it has to do with the quality of the product. And there's so many great products out there, though. But, you know, everybody's body will respond differently to certain said products. But whole food products are by far the best.
Yes, they are. And, you know, the advice that I would give people is I always tell people to read nutrition labels, which is important. But the other thing that I look at with a fine-tooth comb when it comes to my supplements is that I do read the ingredient labels on every single supplement before I buy. And basically, I know how most of them are made. And for those of you listening, when you go to your favorite store, look at not so much the nutrition fact, but look at the actual ingredients of that product. And what you want to look out for, because you will see, and even some of the most expensive products on the market, they will contain artificial sweeteners, which you want to stay away from. Artificial sweeteners are very bad for your health. A lot of them contain high fructose corn syrup, which I'm sure you guys have heard about it now. It's been all over the health news. High fructose corn syrup is horrible for you, and really that's one of the ingredients out there that's making us fat. It's in everything. You also want to look out for fructose, maltodextrin, dextrose. These are all code words for sugars, and these are sugars that you want to stay away from, and sugar alcohols especially. Sugar alcohols will upset your stomach, or they will make you feel very bloated. And so you want to – that will – literally give you stomach distress
is sugar alcohols. And that is also what is in a lot of the protein bars that you see out there. So if you eat one and all of a sudden you feel very gassy and bloated, it's because of the sugar alcohols in the product. So those are the things you want to make sure to veer away from. There are some excellent products out there on the market that don't contain those materials. Just be aware of that. You don't want to be chasing good money after bad.
Magdalena, thank you so much for your call and for sharing your insight. We really appreciate it.
I think she hung up. But, again, I do thank her for stepping in on that. Michael, I remember when we were having a conversation, the pre-interview conversation, I really want to touch upon this because this is something that's going to help you, and I noticed that this is something that's common with a lot of people. You are telling me that when you were getting ready to do your marathon training, that you were very consistent about your diet and your training and everything. You had gotten into... You had good habits, and then you fell out of those good habits and back into your bad habits.
Yes.
And that's something I'd like to address.
I think it's a common
and
problem.
And I think you're going to be very interested in this part. Why is it that when I was 40, and I'm now 46, I'm going to be 47 in April, still can't believe that, but... in all these years, not only did I take the weight off, but I managed to keep it off consistently and just get better as I age. And one of the things is because I've always been very, very, very consistent about my nutritional habits. And eating healthy means different things to different people. But the secret, you want to know what the real secret to successful dieting is?
Yes, please tell us.
Okay, I'm going to tell you my biggest secret, all right? You need to be proactive about your diet, and what that means is that if you pre-cook all your meals for the week, everything, and it doesn't take long. I'm telling you, I do this either on Saturday or Sunday, whichever is the best weather day, because I grill year-round. I don't care if it's snowing. I'll still grill. It doesn't matter. I pre-cook all my meals for the week. I go shopping once a week, and I buy enough chicken, beef, fish, all my lean proteins for the week, pre-cook all that. I pre-steam my veggies, but I don't make, not too much, but like for like 3 minutes so that they're slightly cooked but crispy. My starches get pre-cooked, so I'll like be doing sweet potatoes, brown rice, or quinoa. And so you could be doing that while your other stuff is cooking, all right? And so you've got all the stuff already pre-cooked. And it literally takes me no time to have a meal within minutes during the week. I have maybe 5 or 10 minutes between clients, okay? And all I do is that I keep everything in a little container, and I just shoot the container into the microwave for about a minute and a half, 2 minutes for whatever I've got pre-cooked. And I'm eating, and it takes me under 10 minutes to eat that meal, and I'm ready to go meet my client. And then I can go eat again another mini meal 2 hours later. That's how I do it. Plus, I also carry around in my cooler. It's a very small cooler, the size that would, what you can hold a six-pack of. Whenever you want it. but, there are things that are small and totable, like, yogurt or cottage cheese. You could put fresh fruit and nuts and stuff in there, little snacks like that just to kind of keep you going as well. And that's how I've done it. This hasn't failed me for years. I eat 6-7 times a day every 2 hours, and that is how I do it. And I can put together the most amazing meals within minutes, even when I'm home, for less time than you waiting on the delivery guy to come deliver your food.
Awesome.
It'll taste better.
Yeah, and I can't believe we're already to the end of your interview. Shari, can you let everybody know where they can find out more about you? Because there's so much more that you have to share. There's so much more. We just got started.
Yeah. you can find me on Facebook. So all you got to do is a search for Shari Fitness. I have my personal page, and I also have a fan page. You can find me on Twitter. I'd be at Shari Fitness. And you can come visit my website. I've got tons and tons of information that I put out on my website. It's called fittalknews.com. Again, my website is fittalknews.com. And anything and everything that you want to know about, I write about. And like I said, in 2011, I'm going to be launching my book. Don't have a title yet, which is all about, you know, my transformation success secrets. And, bing, 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 there is going to be a workout program in the book, 36 individual workouts that I've created to take you over 12 weeks, and it's fun and exciting, and everything changes so your body never, ever plateaus.
Very good.
Sherry, yes. You know, I'm looking forward to everybody listening to this show again on the archives, because to catch all the information that's going to be in this one, you're going to have to listen to it again. And I really appreciate you spending the time with us. And we're definitely going to have you back, Sherry. So we have a lot more to talk about, especially after the new year. We'll talk more about the book.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you both for having me on the show. I appreciate it. And look forward to doing another one with you again in the future. And I will hang out in your chat room and answer any questions that anybody has.
Awesome, because I know there's got to be some. I know there was. I know Phil was in there talking about creatine, so he's got some questions there too. So thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
All right. That was Sherry Fitness from Fit Talk News. You can check her out on her website at fittalknews.com. And, Maria, we have a busy show tonight.
You think?
And we have an amazing chat room, too.
I'm trying to keep up.
Yeah, we have an amazing chat room. We have a couple dozen people in there. Everybody's chatting. If you're listening in live and you'd like to join us in the chat room, just click that little start chat session. You can drop on by and listen to what's going on in there and add in, too. Okay, I'm catching my breath, Maria. Anything you want to share before we bring on Peggy?
No, I think, you know, this topic is popular, Michael, because we're a very overweight country. And some of the things that Shari was talking about, you know, one of the reasons why I love going to Greece is because it's like living in New York City. Everyone's walking and moving, and so you don't have as much time. But here, especially, you know, Midwest and here in Southern California, everyone's trying to image. So it's a really important topic, and we need to discuss it. So I'm happy that we're doing it tonight.
Yeah, we are. And I want to encourage all of our listeners, too, to stop by, see us all here next week, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. And also, you know, join us in on Facebook. You can find us there on Facebook. Just look up Anything But Ordinary Radio. You can become a fan and get all the updates. And also feel free to send an email to info@anythingbutordinary.net, and we'll add you to our guest update list, so you'll know who's going to be on the show and what's coming up every week. So feel free to do that as well. And without further ado, we have to bring on my good friend, Peggy Vreeland. Peggy is with us, and really I'm going to give you a quick background. Peggy's been on the show before. But I really want, for all of our new listeners and those that weren't on the show when she was on before, to hear her story, which is amazing. She's at 46 years old, a mother of two adult children. She practices what she preaches, and she's a living example of maintaining overall fitness across the lifespan and has learned through trial and error that true fitness requires balance and it requires continual self-evaluation in order for us to keep up with the many changes and challenges life has to offer. And I love what Peggy talks about, too, because it's really about, you know, finding fitness and beauty across everything about you, not just physically, but every element of who you are. She's a certified personal trainer through the National Academy of Sports Medicine. She has competed in several bodybuilding, fitness, and figure competitions over the past decade. She's the 1998 Miss Fitness Michigan and was recently crowned the 2010 Grand Masters Figure Champion. Peggy, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. And we have. I'm so excited about everybody that we have on tonight. Any thoughts or comments that you want to add in regards to what Shari shared, or any of the Sherry shared, or any of the questions that were asked before?
Well, first of all, I love what Shari is saying, and she's right on track with the whole notion of the diet needing to be nailed down properly if you want to make any progress. I think the food journal is a fantastic idea. As far as the creatine is concerned, it's basically a supplement, and you actually can get it naturally by eating fish and different types of meats, but it's supposed to enhance the ability of your muscles to create energy. That's the concept behind creatine. You can, in answer to Phil's question, yes, you can take too much of it. It's best if you get it via a natural source, and obviously there are supplements out there that do a good job, but I tend to be a nature girl, so I tend to want to get it through real foods, but definitely it is helpful in workouts.
You know, with all of us going through this, the holidays with, you know, with the turkey and the hams and stuffing and the mashed potatoes and the gravy. I'm sorry, I'm getting hungry already just thinking about it. You know, all these foods and all these big meals and of course all the drinking alcohol and everything else that goes on. I mean, this is like the weight gainer's dream time period right now. What advice do you have for all of us right now? You know, during the holidays, what can we do to, you know, maybe just be a little more careful and think about what we're doing first?
Well, I think, you know, you're going to hear me say different things than what Shari says, and my focus tends to be a little bit more balanced and more lifestyle approach. I think that you need to know what you're eating, and you need to pay attention to that and make wise choices, but at the same time, I think that you also have to allow yourself the opportunity to celebrate and be with your family, and I think if you know what's right to eat and you get that education, then I think it's okay to step off of that every once in a while. And if this is the time of year that you're okay with that, within reason, I don't think you should beat yourself up too much about it.
Maria, you have I feel like I've been dominating this tonight because we've been going so fast. And I know you've
That's
got
okay
so much questions.
I'm behind the eight ball when it comes to all of this stuff. I was a dancer, so I didn't really work out in the thought of working out. So all this is new for me, and, you know, but I'm more interested in the emotional side of this, Peggy. When you have somebody who, it doesn't, you've seen my before and after picture, I think. We've talked about this before. Even now that I'm in the situation that I'm in and I look the way that I look, I still go back and I still see myself as that before picture in the mirror. So how does one, when they are now working out, fuse the two together, the emotional and the physical?
Great question.
I think that's a great question. And I struggle with it too, Maria. I struggle with it from the other direction. In other words, I've competed and I've seen myself on stage in the absolute best condition of my life. And so I struggle from the other side of that because I know that today, as I'm walking around the planet, I don't look anything like that. And so from the other side of it, I kind of have to cut myself some slack, and I kind of have to go, wait a minute. You know, what you look like when you're on stage is not real world. And that's the emotional side of it or the mental side of it that I have to take care of on the off season or when I'm not competing. And I think that that's key, is to recognize that what you were before, I mean, you went from two extremes. You went from, you know, too much weight to, you know, competition, dance, you know, perfect body look. And you need to find some balance in the middle there and, you know, cut yourself some slack that you don't have to look like you look, you know, at your peak condition, but that you don't have to go all the way back to where you were either.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer
yeah.
your question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and I have a great question for you too. I think especially for people, you know, a lot of us will look at the TV screens and you'll see the amazingly buff bodies. You'll look at you know, all the fitness competitions and things like this. And in fact, Shari and I were talking about this in the pre-interview, and we didn't get a chance to get to it in her interview. But you know, one thing that she was talking about was that she's for her clients and just her look, she's backed off a little bit on the, you know, the fitness look, you know, how extreme you have to go to get into that shape. And maybe that's something you could share with us, because it's extreme what you have to do to turn yourself into that, in that figure. And I think people don't always necessarily realize that. They go out to go, you know, I'm going to work out and I'm going to get, you know, big and strong and huge, or whatever they want to be, or super skinny. It doesn't matter. Everybody has a different look, but they don't realize maybe how extreme it is to get there, and then sometimes they get frustrated because they're like, well, I don't look like that person in the magazine, or I don't look like that person in the, on stage, even though I work out all the time. Maybe you could share a little bit about that.
Sure. It is extremely extreme. It's unbelievable. You basically are, your whole life, it revolves around your diet and your workout for a good 12 to 15 weeks of your life. And the challenge with that is, while you may reach your goals and look the best that you've ever looked in your life, the bounce back from that is amazing, and it's very, very difficult. To give you an example, when I was on stage just last March, the end of March, when I won my competition for the Grandmaster's figure title, I weighed 114 pounds. That was the end of last March. Today, as I sit here the week after Thanksgiving, I weigh close to 134 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a 20-pound swing. And it took me a good 6 weeks to stop eating everything in sight. I mean, it's really, really hard. And honestly, I don't recommend that for just everybody. That's something that takes a huge part of your life, and sometimes you can't get back. Like, sometimes you really, getting that control is a real, real challenge. So it's something to be taken really seriously if you're going to get into that type of an extreme sport, and I do call it an extreme sport. I think you really have to count the cost.
Awesome, awesome. Maria?
Well, I actually, Peggy, I wanted to ask you about this workout that I keep hearing about, something that P90 something or other. What is that?
P90X. The P90X is... it's a workout that's based on the concept of muscle confusion. The basic premise is that if you keep throwing curves at your muscles, they will grow. And,
okay.
And basically what our bodies do is they get comfortable. So if we're doing the same thing based on our survival rate, we will try to find the path of least resistance. And our muscles learn that really quickly. And so the P90X concept says if we keep switching up what you're doing all the time, you're going to increase muscle growth. And technically, that's true. That's actually a proven thing to say as far as muscle growth. The challenge I have with the P90X is that too many people are doing it without understanding form and how to do it properly. So people are getting hurt left and right because there's not enough time in there. They don't allow enough instruction on proper form and technique. So they're doing a lot of plyometrics, and they're doing a lot of things that people could get hurt very easily. Does it work with a seasoned athlete who knows what they're doing? Yeah, it's not a bad way to kickstart or jumpstart your training regimen.
Okay.
But if you don't know
somebody exactly, yeah, but that's for really somebody who's more advanced.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, and maybe it would be great for you to share a little bit about, you know, the benefits of working with a personal trainer, someone who knows, who's certified and knows what they're doing. And maybe a quick thing too is, how do you find that right person? Because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that may be certified, but they might not be the best person either for training you. What are your recommendations when it comes to that?
Well, I think Shari hit it right on the nail right on the head when she said, if they're promising that you're going to get quick results, large results in a quick or a short period of time, run. I mean, that's a great, great premise to start with.
Mm-hmm.
When you're picking a personal trainer, you want a trainer who's going to sit down and listen to what your goals are. A lot of times the trainer might be interested in showing improvement for their own benefit. In other words, so that they look like they're a good trainer. And a lot of people just want to be healthy. And so if you can get a trainer to listen to that and to understand that, you know, maybe, you know, go for that pound a week thing, you know, go for that lifestyle training regime. And that's what I recommend for everybody who's not stepping on stage, or if they're not running a marathon or doing something specific, then find a trainer that's willing to pace and put your workout out there to give you a pound and a half max loss over time, and set up a lifestyle workout, one that you can do for a long time, not just for 3 months.
great advice. And for any of our listeners out there, especially those in the chat room, if you have a question you'd like to ask of our guests, please feel free to post it there in the chat room. Or also, if you would like to ask a question on the phone, please call us at 347-857-3760. And if you are in the queue, if you've called in and are listening in, great. But if you would like to ask a question, please press 1, and we will know that you want to ask a question. Where was I now? So, Peggy, tell us a little bit about you and what you're doing, and I think it's important to share a little about, you know, what it is that's different about your program.
Sure.
And where they can find out more about it.
Since Shari was talking about her book, I'll mention mine as well. I have a book that will be out. Actually, I should have it in the next couple of weeks. I have written a chapter in a book called A Healthier You, and it has chapters by Billy Blanks and John Gray, and it's basically a lot of health and fitness experts that have contributed to this book and collaborated on this push toward health and fitness. So that will be out in a couple of weeks. And the program that I run is called the Melting the Mirror Fitness Program. And basically, it is a different take on fitness. It's a lifestyle approach to fitness that broadens your definition. So you're not limited to physical fitness, but you're also adding in there the importance of relationship fitness, mental fitness, financial fitness, and spiritual fitness. So you're bringing in some of the big components and putting them all together under a big umbrella called fitness. So basically, this program is much more long range in its thinking. In other words, when I put somebody on this plan, we're looking for you to have success in the long run. It's a plan that applies now, and it will apply 3 months from now when you've gotten off track and you need to get back on track. So it's full of principles that work now and will work a year from now or 5 years from now. So it's kind of what I like to call the anti-gimmick. So I think I'm having a great time with it.
And the best place for people to find you, Peggy?
The easiest way to remember it is meltingthemirror.com or peggyvreeland.com. Those all go take you to the same place. They can also find me on Facebook at Peggy Vreeland, or they can find my fan page, which is called Melting the Mirror.
Awesome. Real quick question I have while we're waiting for Duran to join us is what advice might you have for those who are looking at 2011? You know, they're ready to make that commitment again. You know, to get in shape, to lose some weight, to eat better. What recommendations do you have for them to not get in that? Okay, I'm making my New Year's resolution. I'm going to get in better shape. Go to the gym for a month, and then all of a sudden everything, you know, slides away again. What advice do you have for everybody starting out the new year?
Well, I think the most important thing is that when they're planning how they're going to start out their 2011, I think they need to be realistic, and I think they need to be honest with themselves. So when it comes to putting together a workout, they need to be really honest and decide, you know, is it reasonable for me to get to the gym 3 days a week? Maybe it's only two. And they need to work with something that they believe they can do for the next year. I don't mean do it till you've lost 20 pounds. I mean pick a program and put it on your calendar and believe that you can and plan to do this for a full year. So instead of hitting the gym like crazy for 3 months and then not at all, be reasonable. And I think the diet needs to work the same way. You can't make a diet that doesn't have the foods that you like in it. So be realistic and put together a plan that you know you will live with for the next year, and think long term and think lifestyle. And don't think lose 20 pounds. That will happen as a secondary goal, but their first primary goal has to be to take care of themselves and do that over the long haul.
Awesome advice, Maria. We're still waiting for Duran. So.
Oh, I'll talk some more.
Yeah, I know you will.
Well, if we have any people who would like to post some questions in the chat room, that would be great. But there is something that I wanted to make a point, Peggy, and I wanted to ask you this. One of the things that I've learned, and again, I go back to Greece because I guess that's where my soul is most at home, and I've lost and I've learned how to control my weight by the way that I eat there. meaning I eat the meat first, I eat the starches next, I eat the vegetables, I eat the salad last, I eat fruits and vegetables, and then if I want to have a dessert, it's an hour later. So it's the order that I eat. Is there anything to that?
There is. How you eat is really, really important. Sherry mentioned earlier about the eating six meals a day. The more often you eat small meals, the better, and that's directly related to your metabolism. And so eating often small meals is important, and I used to literally turn my plate so that the protein was sitting in front of me. So a lot of times when you're in a restaurant or somewhere, they'll hand you the plate or put it down on the table, turn the plate so that the protein is right in front of you,
mm-hmm.
and eat that first, because what happens is you eat the carbs and you get full. And protein is really key. It's really important that you get that in there so that you can feed and maintain your muscles. So there definitely is something to be said for that, to eat the protein before you get full. And that's
the key
in terms of order.
Yeah, I noticed the other thing is they really pay attention to how food affects your digestive system, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It's almost as if your body is working out internally. And I think it's just the smartest thing to do.
It really is. That makes really, really good sense. I'm looking at Bill's question that he has online, and he's asking, what's the most common lie that people tell themselves when they're saying they want to lose weight? And,
Peggy, too, because we got Duran ready to come on the line.
I want
you to answer the question. I want you to answer the question, but I just wanted to let you know that he's about ready to come on.
Well, and I don't know if I can tell you the most common lie that they tell themselves. One of the biggest mistakes that they tell themselves is that in order to do this, they need to eat less. Many, many people who go on diets or think they need to lose weight stop eating, start skipping meals, start eating salad and cutting out the proteins, and that's a disaster for them. And that's typically what happens in a fad diet, and they may see a dip in their weight. But on the other side of it, when their metabolism slows down because they've lost muscle, they're going to end up getting fat. So that's probably the most damaging lie that they tell themselves. So I'll leave with that.
Thank you,
awesome.
Peggy,
thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been great.
Glad to have you on. That was Peggy Reelin, and you can find out more about her and everything that she is doing by going to www.meltingthemirror.com or also www.peggyreeland.com. And just glad to have her with us and a really, really great friend. And with that, we have another person who's been on the show quite a bit and is well known. Really excited to have, I want to kind of cut it quick with his intro, other than he is certified in by the National Strength and Conditioning Association. If I can speak right now, that would be great. He's a certified personal trainer and strength and conditioning specialist. He also has a bachelor's degree in exercise science and health promotion. And with us right now is Duran Blumberg. Duran, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing great. Glad to have you. And the show is flying so fast. It's been crazy. We have a really active chat room and a lot of people asking questions, and we're just excited to have you with us for the next 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, health and new nutrition and fitness, it's where it's at right now. And it's one thing people keep in control and, always, glad to be on the show and provide any information and insight to help people strive with their goals and health and whatever it is that they're looking to achieve in their life.
You know, I've got a quick question for you, Duran, and that has to do with, we've been talking a lot about, we had two women beforehand, and we were talking a little about women, and in fact, one of the comments that came up was about women using creatine, something to help them get in better shape. You know, a question for you in regards to that about men, but also maybe some quick thoughts on, for us men, what's something you recommend for men, what we can do, to really help ourselves get in better shape? Is there something you recommend that, for men in particular would be a good thing to do?
Well, primarily, especially being guys and testosterone and, we have this old caveman mentality of of eating, and the more, the bigger the meal is, the more manly we are. You know, not necessarily is true all the time. So I heard some of the women talking about eating small meals throughout the day, but I would say the biggest thing that we need to do is create a plan that is going to be conducive to our goals and what we want to achieve. Great thing about men is that we can hold a lot more lean muscle tissue. So definitely getting in the gym and lifting weights is a great way to help with your metabolism and building that up, because it's an advantage we have over women. But again, the biggest thing that we need to do is make a plan. And what I tell people is to pretend you have like a Mercedes sign and split that in three. It's in three parts. So you have your lean protein, your starchy carbohydrate, and also your fibrous vegetable. And just pretty much have six of those meals throughout the day. And by doing that, it'll allow you to balance out what you do, but also have to plan out what you're eating and kind of cook ahead of time. So like on Sundays, cook your meals ahead of time, and then on Wednesday, you could cook your meals, and then one day a week, have kind of like a cheat day. So you have like a cheat meal or a cheat day. That way, you give yourself a little bit of a break. And if you do that, now you have a plan. And it's kind of like all these diets out there that already give you like this Nutrisystem. Here, eat three meals plus this, and you're going to get the results you want. So doing that and getting in the gym, and you got to get big, but in the gym. Get in the gym, lift weights, do your cardio. It's not rocket science. It's just something that we have to give ourselves a little kick in the butt sometimes to do. But if you do that, you get good results.
Yeah, I really like that, Duran, because just exactly what you're saying there as far as and fits so much with Peggy and Sherry, what they were saying, particularly about, you know, eating those multiple meals, those smaller meals, and cooking ahead of time too, you know, getting that, some of that done. Because I know for me, that can be a frustration when I'm looking to eat well, is that I will, you know, it's frustrating to eat well and not cook ahead of time, because it can take some time to do it. You know, when you're doing it just right there at the time every day. So really, really great recommendations, especially the both of you saying it's pretty much a very similar thing for us to do. Maria, did you have a question for Duran?
I want to know, what do you work with both men and women?
Yes, I work with primarily I work with a lot of house moms, and I actually teach classes with like 30 women at a time, and I work with men. I also work with professional athletes and athletes, so kids. I work with a wide range of clientele. So I have a lot of experience with everything, and it's everybody too is their plan is individualized, so everybody's different.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the biggest challenge is for each, a man and a woman, and how do you work out that challenge with each one of them?
Well, our biggest challenge for everybody is our society and how we've been conditioned to live through marketing and different ways. When you go shopping in a general shopping plaza, 80% of it isn't good for us. And we know that. That's the funny part. We know that it's not good for us, but hey, you saw the commercial and it's persuaded you to go out and buy it. You're emotionally attached to it. So the biggest thing, I have a friend, he said, if you can't spear it, fish it out of the water, pick it out of the ground, then it's pretty much not something you should be putting in your body. So the biggest thing is, like I said, you have to write down foods that you like to eat and accumulate a plan with that. And it's also good to get with maybe a nutritionist and find out, or somebody that can help you with different recipes to add variation to what you're already doing. But it's not easy. If I'm going to, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, all right, it's easy, go out and get this and that. No, it's very challenging because we have all these temptations out there. So you have to learn what's your greatest weakness and turn it into strength.
We actually have a caller. I'm not sure if they want to ask a question or not, but I'm going to bring them on. If you don't mind, Ron, do you mind taking a question?
Not at all.
All right. Well, we have an unavailable caller, someone who called in who doesn't have an area code. Actually called in right about the time you did. Caller, do you have a question for Daron?
Yes. Hi, my name is Coretta Dahl, and I wanted to first say wonderful broadcast tonight. Really.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And to all the guests. And hi, Maria. I told you I'd
Hello,
call in.
Hello, my beautiful girl. How are you?
I am very good. I wanted to ask, when you are working with the general public, how do you overcome, because I'm a trainer also, and I primarily work with the morbidly obese and seniors, and my specialty is female fitness. And we run into this one a lot with women when it comes to weights, and they just say, I don't want to get big, and you're like, oh my gosh, you're just running out on the treadmill and your knees are giving out, and you could be doing a weight training program that would slim you down in a way you can't even imagine. How do you overcome that? Because you give them the information and it just doesn't seem to sink in. And they'll pick out the one person in the gym that you know does maybe 45 minutes of cardio four times a week, but weight trains five times a week, and it just doesn't sink in. That's my question. It's a long one, but
thanks for your question,
Brad.
Sure, I would just go at them with questioning them and asking them, well, what is it that you're looking to get? And you have to have a lot of patience because some women typically. Well, they're so conditioned to believe that their way is the right way that they don't grant the listening of the information. And you know what the right thing is, and that's the frustrating part. But I think we kind of have to become a coach in a sense and get away from this trainer term, because as a trainer, we typically say, okay, do this, this, and this, and this, and if you do that, you're going to do great. But we kind of have to step back and become a coach and asking questions and saying, well, what is it that you want to achieve and why do you want to achieve that and what do you think you need to do to get that result? Really? Well, why? Why do you think that's the way you need to do it? And how long will it take you to get that result if you follow this plan? Has that plan worked for you in the past? So if you allow them to think and come to the conclusion themselves, they might eventually say, please help me, what do I need to do? And then they'll eventually listen and take some advice. Will it happen for everybody? No, and I wish we can help out every soul in this world because we all have a good heart. But I think if you go about it asking them questions and having them come to the conclusion and seeing where their mind is, it will allow you to eventually start molding them and helping them out, because I know I have some clients, and it's been 5 years, 6 years, and now they're finally wanting to listen because they're ready. So it's
awesome.
It's a big challenge.
Daron, we're almost out of time for this broadcast. It's gone so fast. Really quickly, I want people, though, to know where they can find out more about you.
Well, my website's being updated, but if you'd like to find out more information, just go to, you can find me on Facebook. I always put posts up there and provide information for people. So it's facebook.com/coachDaron. That's DORRON. Go ahead, friend, request me. I'd love to send you information on tips and anything I can do to help you out.
Daron, thanks so much for being with us again. We love having you on every time.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for having such wonderful people on as well, and keep maximizing your potential and keep I have a little slogan. It's feed the mind, fuel the body, and nourish the soul.
Love it.
What a great way to end it. Everybody, come and join us again next Tuesday. Great people just like this, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Go out there and be extraordinary.
See you later.